Pezvav Amid Beis. Let us start from the end of the third line, from the top of the Amid. We have a kasha from a baraisa on Shmuel. Shmuel said that Chazal made a takone that Bal Choyv Goyves HaShvach, that the Malve is Goyve the Shvach, that the Loive was that the Lekeach was Mashbiach, the Kalk of the Loive, and that's a Takonis Chachomim, and the Lekeach is Goyve from the Moicha, from the Loive. We heard in the Baraisa, the Baraisa said, not like that. The Baraisa says, that he takes the Yitziyah from the Baal Choyv, that was Kshugoyve ima Shvach, Yoysal Yitziyah Neutalus HaShvach mi Baal HaKarke, from the Loive, from the Moicha, a Yitziyah mi Baal Choyv. And the Yitziyah, that what the Lekeach invested in the field, that he takes from the Baal Choyv. So that is not like Shmuel. That was the Gemara's kasha. So the Gemara says, loy kasha. It's not shver. Hode masik bei kishir ara ushvoche. That what Shmuel said, that the Baal Choyv takes the complete karka. He doesn't have to pay anything, and the lekeach is goive from the loive. That's the masik bei kishir ara ushvoche. That the karka, after it's mushbach, after the yitzis of the lekeach, now it is worth as much as the choiv, the baal choiv had on the loive. So then, the malva takes everything, the baal choiv takes everything, and the lekeach will be goive from the moicha, from the loive. Ha, the leimasig bei elo kishir are, Hodlei Masig Bei Kishir, but now we have a different gear, so Hodlei Masig Bei Kishir Ara Ushvoche. The Baraisa is speaking about, that let us say, for practical purposes, the Chayv was $1,100. The Karka was worth $1,000. Lekeach was Mashbiach, the Karka invested $200. And now the kark is worth $1,300. The kark is now worth $1,300. Now, the malve only has to be gave $1,100. That's how much the chayv was. So he pays him $200 for the yitziyah, which is yeser ala chayv. That he pays the lekeach, and the rest he takes. And that is pshat in the Baraisa. The Baraisa that says that the Baal Choyv pays for the Yitzias means that the Yitzias is shalei kedeged achayv. It's more than the Choyv. The Choyv was 1,100, and after the Shvach HaYesla Yitzi was 100, and there's another 200 for the Yitzias. And that's what the Baal Choyv pays. Fragt der Gemorre, so me meile, de joiv lei schwoche, you misalik lei. So then the Baal Choyv gives him the $200 for the Yitzia, and he takes the whole karka. Fine. So that is pshat in the Baraisa. So the Baraisa says, so the again, the Choyv was 1,100, the karka was worth 1,000, the lekeach was mashbich, and now with this $200 hitzor, $100 shvach hayesal yitzia. So the shvach hayesal yitzia, which is 100 plus the karke, the Baal Choyv takes, and he pays him for the Yitzir, then he takes the whole kark and he pays the Lekeach for the Yitzir. So the Gemara asks, Anicha Laman the Yomar, I Isle Zuzi Le Lekeach Le Motzi Misalek Le Le Balchoiv Shapet. Now, there's a machlokes all the time when a balchoiv, when a malve is goive from a karke, he takes away the karke. What is the aloche if the lekeach will tell the malve, herzach zu balchoiv, you're goive from this karke, you have a shibud on the karke, want to be goive, keneged your choiv. Listen, I'll give you the money. I'll give you the money of the choiv. You bought real estate. The dikir is, this is mishubit to guarantee your chayiv. I'll give you 1,100,000, I'll keep the kalka. So there's a machloikis if the lekeach can tie this to the baal chayiv. There's a machloikis. So the Gemara says like this. Anicha l'man diyame yislei zuzi l'lekeach le'matzi misalik le'lebaal chayiv. He can't be misalik the Baal Chayv. The Baal Chayv has a shibud. Baal Chayv has a shibud on the kalke. So memela, my shibud is first. I'm goiva my shibud. I have a shibud on the kalke. The loiva did not pay me up. You want to be misalik me bezuzi? I'm sorry. This kalke is meshubit to me. Before you bought it, it was meshubit to me. And that is my schus that I acquired from the shibud, that if the loiva does not pay up the chayv, I can be goiva the kalke. So if you hold that the lekeach cannot be misalik, the baal choyv bezuzi, so this, then it's very good. So you just made a beautiful akimte. It's speaking about that the choyv was 1,100, the kark is now worth 1,300, so the baal choyv takes the whole kark and he pays the lekeach 200. Elolaman da omar, ki isle zuzi le lekeach, Motzi misalik le baal chayv. But according to the man de Yoma that holds that if the lekeach has zuzim, he can be misalik the baal chayv. That means the shibud of the baal chayv is not an absolute shibud that I have to take the kalke. That means the kalke is meshubit that you should get paid up your chayv. If the lekeach will give you money, so you're getting paid up your chayv. There's no din that you have to be given from the kalke. So according to that man the yomer, it seems we paskin like that. Ki is leizuzi le lekeach motzi misalik le lebal chayv. Name olei. So let the lekeach tell the malve, he just made an akimte in the baraisa. The baraisa is speaking about the karke is now worth be'etzem $1,300. The chayv is only $1,100. Name alei, so let the lekeach tell the bal chayv, ila havali zuzi, if I would have had money, have a misal kinoch mikula arem. So I'd give you the money, I can give you $1,100, and I'll take back the whole kalka. Hashto de lesli zuzi, good, I don't have any money now, but al koponim, the kalka is worth $1,300, you only need $1,100. Your shibud is only $1,100. Is havli greve da'are ba'are shir shvachoi. So give me from the karke $200 worth of the karke. Why should you take the whole karke? Why should you take the whole karke and leave me with $200? Take $1,100 worth of the karke and leave me over a chelik of the karke. Leave me over a chelik of the kalka that's worth $200. You just made an akimti. You made an akimti that the kalka is worth more than the baal chayv is entitled to get. So if that is so why does the baal chayv take the complete kalka and leave over the lekeach with money? Let the lekeach tiny. Listen, I want to have a chelik of the kalka. So take the kalka that is worth, let's say that's 4/5 of the kalka that's worth $1,100, and the rest leave over for me. Leave over a kalka that's worth $200. That is the Gemara's kasha. First, let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi. Hanich elamando maplukti biksubis. Is leizuzi lelekech lefroyach hoiv. If you hold that the lekech is money to pek to chayv leimotzil mesalik leilabal chayv. Min aro, it can't be misalik, the Baal Chayv from the whole karka, the Baal Chayv kodim, the shibud of the Baal Chayv is kodim. Shapir, the motzel meima, the hecha de yesh karka, moisor al ha chayv, im hashvach. So you can say, even though there's more karka, more than the chayv, is misalik le lekech bezuzi al kochi de lekech. That means he takes away the whole karka, and he's misalik the loive the lekeach bezuzi. The motzi omar lekeach avli min ara shir shvachi. Lekeach cannot taine to the balchayv. Give me from the karka a shir of the shvach that belongs to me. The omar kuli didi. The whole karka belongs to me. Va'at yorata bo shalei b'shus. So since the whole kark is mishubin to me, though that's true, the kark is now worth $1,300. I'll pay you the extra $200. But if you hold that a lekeach can be misalik the bal choy b'zuzi, so what right does the bal choy to take the whole kark? Let the Baal Chayv take the karka that is worth $1,100 and leave over a karka that is worth $200 because this is not Meshubit. I would like to say over a Meir de Kekashe from the Ktois and Simen Kuftes Vov Sivkotin Tes. The Ktzais asks Amir de Kekasha as follows. He says, this Shaila, if a Lekeach be Misalik Abal Choy Bezuzi, me is speaking about as follows. Let's say a Poshita case. You have a Kalke that's worth $1,000. The Lekeach wants to give the Kalke $1,000. Leave me over the Kalke, I'll give you the $1,000. So there's a Machlekes. There's a mandioma that says, no, listen, the Baal Chayv tells the Kech, I'm sorry, the Kalka is Meshubit to me. You had no right to purchase the Kalka. The Loiva didn't pay me up. You want to be Mesalik me from the Kalka? I'm sorry. The Kalka is Meshubit to me. I'm taking my Shibut, and I'm not Mechuyiv to accept your money. And I have a Shibut on the Kalka. Okay. There we can understand the Svore of the mandiyama that holds, he cannot be misalik the Baal Chayv Bezuzi. He can't be misalik the Baal Chayv Bezuzi because of this cheshbet. Because the Baal Chayv tells him that the kark is meshubet to me, and I'm taking the kark. But the tzais, but over here we have a kark that's worth $1,300. That's worth $1,300. Now, Be'emison, so what does it say in the Baraisa? In the Baraisa says that the Baal Chayv gives him $200 from the Yitzis, and he takes the whole kark. So now, Be'etzim, if the Chayv would have been $1,300, so then the Baal Chayv would take the whole kark with the Yitzis, everything, because everything is Meshubit to... Everything is Meshubah to the Baal Chayv. Everything is Meshubah to the Baal Chayv. Lemaisa, how much is Meshubah now to the Baal Chayv? Only $1,100 is Meshubah. That's the Chayv. Frekt, the Ktzais. So let the Baal Chayv take. I'm not giving you my money. I'll give you $1,100 what is Meshubah to you. The Yitzis are also Meshubah to you. Everything is Meshubah to you. take your shibud. That means, Bishlam, if I want to give you my money, I want to give you my money, so you tell me, to lekech, herzu lekech, the kark is mishubet to me, I'm taking my shibud. You want to be misalik me for my shibud? You have no right to be misalik me for my shibud. I'm sorry. You shouldn't have bought the kark, and the kark is mishubet to me. But here we have a $1,300 kark, which $1,100 is mishubet to the Baal Choy. The $1,100 is, you have there, there's a chelik of the yitzias, and everything, you have the $1,100. So the lekeach container to the Baal Choyf, I'm not giving you my money to be misalik you from the shibut. I'm giving you, what is mishubet to you? The yitzias, the shvach I made is also mishubet to you. It's mishubet to you. Shmuel says, Baal Choyf goyves ha-shvach. So take your shibud, the kalke that is worth $1,300, the whole kalke is not mishubet to you. Take kalke that's worth $1,100, but I'm not giving you my money. I'm giving you, what is mishubet to you? And only $1,100 is mishubet to you, so leave me over, kalke, that's $200. Why is the Gemara medame this kasha to yochel esluki bezuzi or ain't yochel esluki bezuzi? The shaila yochel esluki bezuzi is if the kalka is, we have $1,000 kalka that's mishubet to the Baal Choyf. The lekech wants to tell him, listen, give me the kalka, I'll give you money. So there is a shaila, the Baal Choyf can tine, I'm sorry, the kalka is mishubet to me. Don't push me away from my shibut. I have a shibut. I'm taking the kark. You want to give me money? I don't want to take money. I'm taking my shibut. My shibut was chal. I'm taking my shibut. So that's very good. There's a svar to say the lekech cannot be misalik the Baal Choy mi shibudoy. But over here, the kark, which is worth $1,300, and the value of $1,300, everything is mishibut to the malve, because the shvach is also meshubet to the malve. That was Shmuel's chiddush. Baal Choyf goyves ha-shvach. Even though the lekeach made the shvach, but that was the takonis chachamim, that the shvach is also meshubet. So if the shvach is also meshubet, so let him say, so take your shibud. The whole kark isn't mishubet to you. 1,100,000 of the kark is mishubet to you. Take your shibud and give me the, leave me over the rest of the kark. Zefek tiksoi sakasha amar gemor. This is amur dike kasha. And the ktsoi says, ayesoi dis dike teretz. The ktsoi says that this whole chiddush of Shmuel, that shvach that the lekeach made is mishubit to the Baal Choyf, was a takona de rabbono. And that was l'toivas ha-Baal Choyf. That means the loive had a kalka that's worth $1,000, and the choyf was $1,100, $1,300. So they made a takona l'tzoirech the Baal Choyf, that the shvach that the lekeach made is also mishubet to the Baal Choyf. He says, that is only if it's l'toyves ha-Baal Choyf. If the Baal Choyf, the only way the Baal Choyf can get b'goyve his choyf is through the gviya of the shvach of the lekeach. So the Baal Choyf can take the shvach. He can take the shvach. That was a takona l'toyves ha-Mal. But over here, if it is not l'toyves amal, but that it should be mishubet to him, whatever is mishubet to me is mishubet. 1,100,000 mishubet to me, that's mishubet to me. The other 200,000, I don't need it. I don't need the shibut. So fakir, then we go meiker adin. So the extra 200,000 is taken not mishubet to the malve. So it belongs to the lekeach. He tells the lekeach, listen, you want to pay me with your own money? I'm sorry. I'm not mechuyev to take your money to be misalik me. That's what the Ktzos answers. That means this whole din that we say that Shvach is Meshubed, Shvach is only Meshubed L'toivas HaMalve. And if it's L'toivosei not to be Meshubed, so we'll say, forget, so it's yours, it's not Meshubed, I don't need it. I don't need the Shibud. So then we consider it belongs to the Lekeya. So now you want to be misalik me with your money. You want to be misalik me. I'm sorry. You can't be misalik me with your money. Bekitza, that was the Gemara's kasha. So the Gemara, so up to a kasha. And for the Gemara, hoche b'mayaskinen kegoin sha'asoy apoitiki the omalei lo yehelecha peroin elomizu. Zot Rashi, the shavi nevlei loive lebalchoiv apoitiki lohaar. In the beginning, when the loive was mishabed this karke, so the loive told the Baal Chayiv that this kark is an apoitiki. And what is the taishan apoitiki? That you should be goyve from this kark. V'hakel moidim bizu. Everyone agrees by an apoitiki. V'havale zuzi lele keyach lehave motzi misalik lei. It's the whole din. That a lekeach could be misalik the malva according to one man the omer that tzavkiv it's not an apoitiki, but apoitiki means poitekoi you're going to get your shibud from this karke and the lekeach cannot be misalik you bezuzi, so that is why he can't be misalik him from this karke. Just for 1 minute, let us see the rosh. The rosh is chaylik. And Rashi, there's a moiridike nafkamina ledine between the pshat and Rashi and the pshat and the rosh. Rashi learns pshat, the taich of apoitiki means, and apoitiki means as follows. And apoitiki means that all the time, a lekeach kvi misalik bezuzi the balchoi, and apoitiki can't be misalik bezuzi. That's the taich of an apoitiki. The Gemara asked, according to this man, the Yoma, that a lekech be misalik bezuzi, let him say, take 4/5 of the karke, it's not worse like I'm a misalik you bezuzi, and give me a fifth left, a fifth of the karke. So Moshe is speaking about an apoitiki, and the lekeach cannot be misalik and bezuzi. That is how Rashi learns pshat in the Gemara. I just like to learn for 1 minute the Rosh. The Rosh is chaylik on Rashi, and the Rosh says a moiridike chiddush. The Rosh is in kuf chof gimel amid beis 246 belaz. It's on the second paragraph. And it's towards the middle, a little before the middle of the second paragraph, a little before the middle of the second paragraph. Onicha, it's by the tuf. There's Kuf Chav Gimel Amid Beis in the Rosh, the second paragraph. And if you look where there's a tuf, it says a tough in brackets from the pilpul charifte and on the left side, and then the line after the tough. Hanicha leman de yoma. There, hanicha leman de yoma yisle zuzikech leimotzi misalik lebal chayv shapir. A leman de yoma yisle zuzi leleikeach motzi misalik lebal chayv. Name alay, so let the lekeach tell the bachayv kiven di ihavali zuzi ava mesakin nalach mikulara. If I'd have enough money, I'd be misalki from the whole karke. Hashta the less li zuzi, I don't have money, but havli greve da are kishir shvachoy. The mashmalay, it seems from the baraisa, dum ye de neitel as schwach mi bala kake da heine bedam im shem shalom loy de meshach er nami hayso mi bala khayf da heine dam it seems just like he gets money from the bala kake he also gets money from the bal khayf and he can't ask the bal khayf to give him a chelek of the kake En für die Gemorre hochi b'may askinen de shavi nele apoiteki, de omaloi le yehelecha peroin elamizu. Hilkach le motzi le sluki bezuzi, loi begufa kalke, ve loi beshvoche, vahashte loi tzichne le meimam, The masik bei shir ara ushvoche ela filu ilay masik bei elo shir ara levad kiven da aso apoiteki arehi eitzel hamalve kaachas misodoisov veneitel kol hashvach veneisin loy elo hoitzo. The Rosh says a moiridike chiddish, which is the machlekes the Rosh and Rashi. The Rosh holds by an apoiteki, what is the din if he had a kalke that was worth $1,000 and the chayv was $1,000. The chayv was $1,000. And now he was mashbir the kalke and the kalke is now worth $1,300. Zokta Rosh, since it's an apoiteki, we consider ki ilu the karka belongs to the malve. And all the shvach that will grow on the karka belongs to me. It's my field. You come into my field, you are mash. I'll pay you for haitzois. But that's it. More than that, I don't have to pay you. The shvach automatically belongs to me since it's the apoiteki. And the apoiteki makes it ki'ilu, it was my kalk. That means like this. The Gemara is falling off from the beginning. The Gemara in the beginning understood that it says that the Baal Chayv pays the Maitzois. So the Gemara made a whole scenario. It's speaking about that he owed him $1,100. The kalk is now worth $1,300. So the $1,100 he takes holds the chayv, and the $200 is more than the chayv. He pays the lekeya. That was the havamin of the gemara. But what would be if he only owed him $1,000, so then the Baal Chayv Bechlal is not entitled to take the extra shvach. I mean, only $1,000 is meshubetim. He has no right to take more than $1,000. I have to pay him $300. What right do you have to take the shvach? The Gemara that said that the Baal Chayv pays the Yitzir, the Gemara made a whole scenario over here. Because the shvach taket extra $100 is meshubetim. So that was Shmuel's takana, that he takes the extra $100. But there's an extra $200 involved, so that $200 he pays the lekeya. But if he would only owe him $1,000, the lekeya was mashbiach $300. If the lekeya was mashbiach, the chos were $200, and the shvacha yesa yitziyu was another $100. So according to that, before the teretz of apoiteki, you have to give me $300. You have no right to take the extra $100. Who are you? It's meshubet you $1,000. Take that, but now this kak is worth $1,300. So give me the $1,300. $300. You have to give me $300. That's why the Gemara and the Avmin learned that he pays the Yitzias. He doesn't pay Shmuel because he owed him $1,100. So the Shvach HaYesel Yitzias, that was Meshubetim Al Tachayim. So that's why he only pays him $200. That was the Havamin of the Gemara. Zukta Rosh, but after the Gemara said an Apoiteki is
is equivalent ki ilu the karka belongs to the malve. It's the malve's karka now. So whatever yumash biach belongs to me, to the malve. The malve's karka. It's the malve's karka. So whatever you, just like by mamish my karka, yumash biach it, I give you yitzis, but the shvach belongs to me. Aroi ashvach, it's my karka. So my mele, the gemara is machadish by an apoitiki, it's also the same thing. If it's speaking about an apoitiki, so the shvach, all the shvach belongs to the malva, he gains, he's maviach. Aroi ashvach, it's my karka. According to Rashi, by the old Akimta, it's speaking about that the Shvach, that he owed him $1,100, and he's taking the $1,100 out the milveh. That's the only reason he can take the $1,100, because he owes him $1,100. But if he owed him only $1,000, you pay me $300. What right do you have to take? What right does the malveh has to take a $1,300 kalke? And pay $200. The shvach doesn't belong to you. According to the Rosh, the shvach belongs to the malve. Since it's in apoytiki, whatever shvach is, it belongs to the malve. Zamoyedika machloikis between the Rosh and Rashi, how strong an apoytiki is. Rashi learns to hold an apoytiki is all the time. I can be misalik the malve from the kach. Here it can be misalik, but that's it. But if I, whatever I was mashbiach more than was owned to you, you have to pay me. That's Shitas Rashi. So according to Rashi, if he owed him $1,000 and he was mashbiach, the yitzis were 200 and the shvach was 100, the malva has to pay him $300. The malva can't take his tamase. What right does he have to take a kalke? Shibud is $1,000. He's taking a $1,300 kalke. That the lekeach was mashbiach, and he has no right to take these extra $300. So it's a poitiki. You can't be misalik me. But pay for the shvach. What right do you have to take $300 if it's, you only lent him $1,000? So according to Rashi, we're back with the previous akimta. The akimta never changed. That he lent him $1,100. And that's, so the $1,100 he takes out the shibud. So he takes the next $100 out shmul. Shvach belongs to the Baal Chayv. The 200 extra dollars he pays him. The Gemara is takash, let him be misalik bezuzi. That's the din of an apoytiki. That's Shitas Rashi. But the Rosh learns no. The minute the Gemara is machadish, it's an apoytiki is ke'ilu, the karka belongs to the malve, and all shvach, I mean, it's a meyudik echidish, all shvach that grows on the karka belongs automatically to the malve. Say, aroy ashbach. The yitzis he has to pay for, that's it, but the shvach can be tremendous. The shvach will be, the malve takes the shvach. That's the Shitas Harosh. Now let us go a little further. Zok the Gemara Vayta as follows. Hikir bo she'ene shaloi. Now let's learn the Omid Gemara, and then when we come to more or less the end of the sugya, we'll be able to understand a little bit what's flying. Hikir bo she'ene shaloi. Now till now we were speaking about Alekeach karkem v'nimtzeis. Amaychus sadach haver v'nimtzeis she'ene shaloi. That means we're speaking about the lekeach purchased a karke. He was under the impression the karke belongs to the meicha. Later we find out the nigzel knocks at his door. You know this karke belongs to me. It's my karke. We had a whole shakla v'taya. Can he manshvach from the meicha? Can't he manshvach from the meicha? It's merzikiribis, it's not merzikiribis. But there we were speaking about a lekeach who purchased a karke and was under the assumption that he's purchasing a karke. They thought the karke belonged to the meicha. Later we found out that it's a gegazelt karke. Fine. So we had a machleikis chavishmu. Can he be goyve the shvach from the meicha? It's merzikiribis, not merzikiribis. Fine. Now we're speaking about Hikebo Sha'inei Shaloi Velokho. Lekeach knew it's a gigazel tekarke. He knew from day one it's a gigazel tekarke. He knows that, he knows this karke belongs to Yankel. He knows that his next door neighbor who kicked out Yankel from the karke, now he's there, he's from the mafia. Everything. He knows everything. It's a stolen karke. He knows clearly it's a stolen karke. And one fine day, the Goslin puts up a sign for sale. Fine, for sale. So now the lekeach goes to the Goslin. He knows he's a Goslin. He's buying, in parentheses, he's buying the karke. But he knows it's a gigazel to karke. He knows it's a gigazel to karke. And lekeach knows very well that as soon as he purchases the karke, he's going to get a knock on the door, main from the Yankel, the Nigzel, that he knows this. We're up to, the bull wasn't pulled over his eyes. And he bought it. Omar Rav, Mois Yeshloi, Shvach Eloi. Mois Yeshloi, he can mon back the money from the Gatzlan. That means the minute the Nigzel knocks on the door, he can mon back the money. Shvach einloi. But the shvach, if he was mashbich, the karke, he cannot mon the shvach. Now, let us just say for 1 minute, a pshat, this is not Rashi, but this is l'chayre, a pshat that the Rishayim say. Why shvach einloi? Because he tzich emerzike ribis. He tzich emerzike, I know it. The first case, I was under the impression it's a mecher, and we'll see it. So, good. So there could be it's derech mecher hememka. I know it's the mecher hememka. Here I know, Claude, the karka doesn't belong to you. So I'm going to give you now $1,000 for the karka, and then you're going to give me back $1,200. I mean, here, sich emerze kerebis. By hikebo, so that's how the ritva says, dach sich mehr, the balamoyo. Hikebo, sheine shaloi, the lokho. Omar Rav Mois Yeshloi, the Mois he can mon back when the Nigzel takes it away from him. Shvach Einloi. Shmuel Omar Filo Mois Einloi. Shmuel says you can't ask anything from him. Don't ask anything. Zuch the Gemore, Bamaiko Miflegi. What's the machlokes? Rav Sova Odom Yedeya Shekarka Einloi. He knows Shekarka Einloi. He knows that. The Gomar Venosan Lashain Pekodin. So he's giving him the money for a Pekodin. He's giving the guys the money for a Pekodin. So we'll see, Claude, it's not, the Rishayim say it's not really a Pekodin. It's like a halva. That means I know the Nigzel is going to take it away from me. But till the Nigzel takes it away, you can use the money. Pekodin, the Rishayim say means halva. The name alei l'shum pekod. So why do you need the whole thing? Sava loy mekabel. He holds that if I'm to tell him I will lend him money, he won't borrow the money. So I'm telling him, I'm buying a karke. He's giving me the karke, but really it's a halva. So when the karke will be taken away, and there is a mutual understanding when the karka will be taken away from me, he'll give me back the money. We'll see. That is what Rav holds. Shmuel Sova Odom Yedeya Shekarka Einloi. He knows the karka does not belong to the Moicher. Begoma Venosan L'shem Matone. So Chatchila is giving it him for a Matone. He knows that there's no transaction over here. He's giving them l'shem maton. The name olei l'shum maton. So why do you make this whole thing? Sifalei milse. He's embarrassed. He doesn't want to take maton. It's interesting. The Gazlonim in those days were also sifalei. It's embarrassing to take a maton. So he wanted to give him a maton. So he told him, I'll buy the kalk and finished. But really, he means to give him for a maton. Zot frekte gemor, vabligi bei chodazimne. So the Gemara says, this machleike sounds very familiar. The itma. Hamekadish es achoisai. A person gave money to his sister. Rav or Omar, mois choizren. So, you know, Shmuel Oma Mois Maton. Gav Oma Mois Chayzrim, Odom Yedei Shen Kedushin Toifsen Bachayzai. He knows that he can't marry a sister. The Gom Avanosim Lashim Pekod, Siment Lashim Halva. But he, if I stay, so he knew he's not marrying her, so he gave her the $100 he gave her for Kesef Kedushin, it was meant for Halva. V'neima lo l'shum pekodin, so tell her, sovele mekabla mine. But if he, this is very unclear, so how does this work? I mean, so when does the halvo end? I mean, it's, I don't know, fine. Shmuel amar mois matan, odem yedei shen kedushin toivsen bachayis, v'gom avanosan l'shem matan. Name says that she's embarrassed to take a matone, so he tells her he's giving it to her for kedushin, but you know, he knows, she knows, he can marry her, so a kaponim, so it's a matone. So Bekitza, the Gemara asks Akasha, so this machlokes we have already, something that someone knows that this transaction can never come about, and I'm still giving you money. Says the Machlokes, Rav Shmuel, why was the money given if you know that the transaction can't be? Rav says, because Shmuel says, Matonis, we have a Machlokes here by a Karkik Zula, we have a Machlokes by marrying a sister. Tzrich, says Moses, no, you need both Machlokes. Ditma Boho, Boho Koma Rav, Deloyovi, Inchti, Diovi, Matonis, Lenucho. That means, in Agamorish, Rab holds, Zicha, some say a strange person, he is a Shochan, a Gazlon. A strange person, I don't say he's giving matonis, Zicha doesn't mean to give a matonis, Tamazay wants to give a matonis to a strange person. So there, I assume that he means Albo. Avogabi achoisoi, but when it comes to a sister, I'm a Moidele Lishmu, maybe there is Moidele Lishmu, Vidma Bahach, and if it would say by a sister, Bahach Koma Shmu, because it's a sister, Ava Baha Ema Moidele Lerav. So Mamele, I need the Machlokes of Rav Shmu by a sister, that Rav is coming to tell me that even by a sister, he doesn't mean Matone, he means Pekodin. And I need the Machlokes by Hikyabo, Shigzule, Shaina Shaloit, to tell me the Chiddush of Shmuel, that even by a Kalke, he's a strange person, he also meant L'shem Matar. Fine, that's the Gemara. Frag the Gemara, now here, this is L'chayre, that we're going to start understanding what's flying over here. Vein L'Rav Da'oma Pekot, Vein L'Shmuel Da'oma Matone, Hai la ara ba maika nochis o peris echi ocho. We're talking about a person bought a karka, supposedly. We say, what does he mean? We have a machlokes. But this person, this lekeach, went into the karka. He was there for 5 years. He's eating the peris. He's working on the karka. I mean, what's pshat in this? We just said this way, I mean, we just said the whole thing was a front. He wants to give a matoni, he wants to give it. I mean, it didn't end like this. The story wasn't that he gave him, here's $1,000, goodbye, and he didn't enter the karka. That wasn't the story. The story was that he purchased that karka, veloka, he purchased the karka, he gave him $1,000 for the karka. He went into the karka, he's eating the peres, he's masbir the karka. And he gave a shayni shaloi. And he's going, he's living there in the karka, ganz fine, and then all of a sudden we ask, Akasha, what's with the money? I mean, it's a very modern mice over here. The mice is very modern. So that's the Gemara's kasha. That the Gemara, bein l'rav doma pikodin, bein l'shmu doma matone, hay la'are b'may kanochis, why did he go into the karka? Why did he eat the peiris? What's pshat in him? This Goslin Yankel was there for 5 years already. And no one ever knocked on his door. So based on it, Klob shot in this. But Lamaise Yankel was there in the karka and finished. No one ever kicked him out of the karka. So Sava, he held like this. So Sava, I don't know, the Nigzal gave up, he was Miyash, I don't know, Klo, what happened. Sava, Ana, Eches, La'ar. Listen, Yankel now wants to sell it to me, I'm going to go into the Kalk. He's doing pretty good. So I'll also buy the Kalk, I'll buy it from him. V'yevid ve'echel begabe, keche the Kalk, havaka ovedi, just like he was doing, I'm going to do the same thing. I'm going to do the same thing. But he knew it could be Yankel had this special schus, he belonged to the mafia. It could be he realized that he won't have the same hassle that Yankel had. He realized that could very well be that he's going to hear a knock on the door the next day and they're going to take away the cock. He is aware of this. So and here, in this case, if it does come about, so now so what will be? So the Gemara asks, if you say it's a pekodne, it's a matone, so b'mayka nochis, why did he go into the karka peres hechioch? And for the Gemara, Sovar, he held Ano Eches Lar. I'm going to go into the Karka. The Gazlan was there pretty long, and he had Mazel. Ano Eches Lar, I'm also going to go into the Karka. Be'evet ve'echel be'gave, and I'm going to work on it. I'm going to eat the Peres. Ki heche da'ave ka'ovediu, just like the Gazlan was doing, I'll do the same thing. But he's aware it could very well be, he's aware, he's not so naive, he's aware that could very well be that he's going to hear a knock on the door the next day, so what's pshat, he wasn't such a big Baal Betochen, that means to know, to think he's going to be there for 5 years, so that's the Machlokes Rav Shmuel. So, since he's aware of this, so what is his intent? What's going to be with the money? Since he's aware, there's a strong possibility that he can have a knock on the door and the Nixels can take away the cock of him. So what was his intent with the money? If this is going to happen, he wasn't in a state of denial that it's not going to happen. So Ulechiyosei Mori Da'are Zuzozi Nehevi. So what's going to be with my money? Is lav dama pikodin, pikodin, shmul dama matone, matone. That's the machlokes Rabbi Shmuel.